Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Hallelujah! Are you glad to be here this morning, afternoon-ish? All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your love and your kindness towards us. We are here at your feet. We are here in your presence. Let your presence affect our lives. Let your presence and your power flow from your mercy seat even onto our lives. Thank you that we'll never leave this place the same as we came. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, amen. Wow, you may be seated, please. Hallelujah. Can I have a witness for the Lord? Let the church say,
yeah.
All right. Now, I want to start for the third service. I want to start talking about the anointing. The anointing. The anointing. Anointing. And I'm praying that in the few weeks that we have, by the grace of God, we will demystify the anointing. It's a word. Yeah. Zechariah chapter 4. Anointing. I want to talk about the anointing. Are you excited about the anointing?
Yeah.
Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 1. The Bible says that, and the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof. Now we understand them things, man. And two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. Verse 4 says that, so I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord, I do not know. Verse 6 says that, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That's what someone said. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord.
It's not by my...
Reverend Cornwell, not by power,
but by my spirit, says the Lord.
This mountain shall be removed. Yeesh. Ah. Now, this is a fundamental truth that you and I must grasp. When it comes to the church, Zerubbabel, this word came because they were trying to build a temple. They were trying to build the church. And the word of the Lord came to Zechariah to tell Zerubbabel that what they are doing, the bowl, he said, do you understand this? The bowl, he said, it is not going to be by might, nor by power, but it is going to be by my spirit. If we go to Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Now, remember, the Bible says, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. By my spirit. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. You don't anoint with the Holy Spirit. You anoint with cream. You anoint with oil. With ointment. Because anointing is applying something upon or your body or something. So cream your body is the same as you anoint your body every morning when you bath. Do you get it? So if you look at Zechariah 4:6 and Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, the Bible introduces something you call the Spirit of God or the anointing in building the church. And to a large extent, to doing anything for God. In the kingdom of God, we do not operate by power or by might. In the kingdom of God, we do not operate by a certificate, because certificate is a power. Because people's certificates can get them to places that some people who don't have certificates will not go. In the kingdom of God, it is not by your voice. In the kingdom of God, it's not by your beauty. In the kingdom of God, it's not by your money. All of these are power and they are might. In the kingdom of God, you and I have to get it and get it once and for all that anything we do here will be because of the Holy Spirit. If you want to work at GRA, you need an accounting or a finance background. ACCA, cat, mouse, dog, something. Accounting, banking and finance. You want to go into a place like that. That's your background you need. You want to work in the Ministry of Agriculture? You need something from the forestry. Guyana School of Agriculture. Do some forestry, something, school of... You need to bring something with a certain background. Now, when you come to the church, it's different. It's what we call anointing. The anointing is, you see, the presence of God is what gives the anointing. The effect of the presence of God on a man's life is what brings the success in the work. So the anointing is like an invisible presence of God upon somebody that makes the person do things that are extraordinary. For example, many ignorant people think and feel that I control people in the church. Is it the pastor controlling you? Oh, the pastor, he got you bad. All kinds of talking. You see, when you hear those statements, then you understand that ignorance is at work. Because it is not me. Now, you think about yourself. How did you get to be at this position where you are? You cannot even trace. It is something invisible that has had an effect on you. That's what we are talking about. It's an invisible power. And that's why the Bible said that. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Even Jesus Christ, when he came here on earth, he needed that which is called anointing. The Bible says that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And it was after that he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus could not do anything in the ministry because of the anointing. He had to be anointed. That's why Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. Give me that scripture. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel first to the poor. So, one day I was talking to a pastor, and the pastor asked me, I see a lot of young men coming to your church. What is your strategy? And I laughed. And I said, my strategy is the Holy Spirit. And he laughed at me. And he said, oh, Pastor Sabere. He calls me Pastor Sabere. He said, Pastor Sabere, you want to tell me what you are saying? You're trying to bring a problem. You want to tell me that the churches that don't have the young people is because they don't have the Holy Spirit? I said, yes. Without apology. That's exactly what it is, because it is the anointing that makes the difference. Now think about it. What has made me be here up to now? I came here with my wife and two small girls, two and something. And we came here 2005. I came in March 14th. March 16th is my wife's birthday. When I got the go-ahead to come into Guyana, then they said, oh, but 2 days from now is your wife's birthday. I said, we'll have plenty birthdays. I go into Guyana. Yeah. So I said, oh, now let me do birthday before I go. No. Birthday, many birthdays are coming. Too many birthdays will be tired of it. I came here 14th of March 2005. They came in a month or so after. We started the church on the 21st of August 2005. We've been here for 9 years. Tell me, how else can we buy a property over $100,000 and have about 450 people if it is because I'm very handsome? I know I'm handsome. That's for handsome. I'm handsome. Ah! One day, an idiot across the road said, Pastor, the girls, they come to the church because of you, isn't it? I had to restrain myself from saying something, but I just looked at him and I said, that's another idiot. To the extent that people sit in taxis and they say, you know what, I want to go to a church. And the taxi driver said, don't worry, I know a church to take you to. And they bring them right here to the Lighthouse of International. There is an invisible power that God gives to people he chooses for them to be able to do the work of God. You don't need CXC here. You don't need University of Guyana degree. You don't need IRM here. You do international relations and whatever. You go and be on the TV, NCN, and say, oh, this is 6 o'clock news. This is, my name is Prince Nelson. I'm today, the latest headlines. President Ramota on a trip to Brazil. Something like that. No. You should go to NCN and do TV. When it comes to the church, the qualification is oil. Anointing must be upon your life. You must be anointed to do the work of the Lord. If you compare it to the olden days, so people wonder, how come you have so many people? I don't know how come I have so many people. And there are not so many. I'm looking for more. Until you become a pastor, I won't stop. All of you preach. You sit up. You don't even realize when you became a preacher. I'm waiting for Samson Benham at the back there. I'm waiting for him. You'll be surprised when you became a pastor. Because we have been called to preach. Let the church say. Yeah. We have been called to preach. That's what we've been called to. We've not been called to single. Singing makes the coming together nice. It brings God's presence. But singing is not the ministry. Ministry is preaching. Jesus didn't sing. Who are you following? You are following David? Is David your savior? We are following Jesus. Jesus didn't come to sing. He came to preach, to teach, and to heal All those that were oppressed of the devil. That is the ministry. Yeah. Don't be fooled. Don't be deceived into feeding the poor and all of that. That's not, Jesus didn't come to feed the poor. He came to preach the kingdom of God. That should be the emphasis. To do that, you need oil. Jesus said it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So if you go into it technically, and I just want to just touch on this before I go on. Technically, you can have the Spirit with you, in you, or upon you. They're all different things. Me going into that now, because you're sleeping already. Yeah. There's something invisible. People say, oh, it's an Obia church. Because they see something different from what they can understand. Because it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by anointing. I know some people wish I was not here. Do you know the people who have tried to get me out of... Hector is here. Stand up, Hector. Sister Hebe. Hebe has a brother. The brother came with somebody at the gate. He wanted to come and beat me. For what? Tia, I don't know. Pastor Leroy was at the gate. He was the one who protected me. He said he opened no gate. Hebe's brother, big tall guy with a rasta guy, came. So why the pastor there? Why the pastor there? Pastor Leroy said, what do you want a pastor for? And then as he was going, he didn't see me. He said, I will take him to Channel 9. I will send him back to Africa. That's what he said. You should see what's happening to him now. You should ask his sister. Ask her after church. Yeah, ask her after church. What's happening to him now? A lady sat down in front of the computer and wrote a long email where bad things about me to my bishop in Ghana. But why should this man? He's a disgrace to the kingdom of God. And the email went to Bishop Steve. So Bishop Steve said, he forwarded it to me and said, Charlie, this is from your country. I looked at it and I saw the name and I said, this is somebody whose sister and sisters and nieces are in my church. Who doesn't even know me from Adam? It's reporting me to my bishop so that my bishop said, ah, you are a bad man. Come back from the country, you are disgracing me. One morning we came here. Abigail was the person who came to the church. He said, Rev, please, do you have time to come around the church? I said, what's up? He said, please. I came. Eggs and plantain right out here in the gate. Eggs and plantain. No cheese. Yeah. The other day, the Minister of Home Affairs wrote me a letter. I am a marriage officer. He wrote me a letter and told me that. He didn't write me a letter. He put my name. There's a newspaper called Official Gazette. He put my name in the Official Gazette. Reverend Victor Collins Asambury is no more a marriage officer. Somebody saw it and called me. I said, since when? So I picked up the matter. I went to the Ministry of Home Affairs. They didn't want to help me. So I went to the ombudsman and he picked up the case for me. And we went into it. They told me that I'm beating people in the church. They say I disturb the neighborhood and therefore I am not fit to be a marriage officer. If I beat people, where does it not make me qualified to be a marriage officer? We fought it and he reversed the decision. I have my marriage officer's license back. Now, I don't know, there's a lady who lives here on Lane Avenue. She's the one who is in charge of that office, marriage officer's license office. When I went to inquire of what I had done, straight face, when I went back, when the decision had been reversed, she was smiling. I didn't know why she was smiling. And I think that she probably has become so amazed that I have picked up the thing and the thing has reversed. And maybe she's happy for me, but she can't show it so much. You got it back. You see, the things that make you survive, you see, without oil, you will not survive. Without anointing, you will not survive. And I'm telling you that by the grace of God, we will become stronger. We'll become mightier. We'll become bigger. We will go deeper. We will go further. We will go wider because of the anointing of the Lord upon our lives. Yeah. Yeah. It takes the anointing. So you must desire. What is this in that Reverend is talking about? I want it. I need it. It will make your life easier. Because if you have to face people. Oh. This place that you are sitting, that Melissa, that you are smiling and you are excited about. I came, there's a factory here. Sister started saying, is it what? Paper factory? Toilet paper. Toilet tissue. Right? And sanitary napkins. I saw it in the newspaper. They were selling it. Because Bishop had asked me to look for a building so that he would pay it for us. So I spoke to Apostle Joel. I said, Apostle, he said, don't go for anything expensive if you want Bishop to give you money. So he advised me to go for something more reasonable that one shot I can get the money. So I saw this thing. I think they were selling for something, some million. And I came with the agent. I saw it. When I was leaving, and I saw this place. You see, coming from abroad, I don't like church between two houses. If there was a house here and a house here, I don't know how we would survive. Because you can't tell us to not praise God. You can't tell us not to come here midnight and pray to our God. If we do that, our neighbors will get wrong with us. So I when I came and I see churches in between two houses, I said, no, how do these people think? When I was going back, I saw this place. I said, there's space. There's not really a house here. I said, this is the type of building I want. And I asked around. They were playing domino. They said that there's a guy called Big Teeth. I should look for the guy. So I think his number was on the wall, and I called him. I called Big Teeth. I said, hey, and he came on his bicycle. I said, I'd like to buy this place. Can you open it up for me to see? He opened here, and I came in. Dark! Like hell. Dark! This whole place, there was a two-room office up here. When you come here, there's a stairs that you go, and there's a two-room office up here with papers and all kinds of things. And these places were demarcated into pieces. And when you go out, there's a bar here, there's a stage here where they used to do their dance, and then Banks beer things was all over this. It was very fantastic. I said, I want it. He said, oh, he's keeping it for his brother. His brother wants to come and take them, build a hotel. Look at these columns. It means you can go up. He wants to build a guest house. And I said, I want to buy it. Then he looked at me very quietly. He said, okay, come tomorrow this time. I'll take you to the owner. It's all right. So he took me to Friendship. That's where the owner lived. I want to tell him. I said, I want to buy the place. He said, he's from Africa. I said, yeah. I said, okay, I'll sell it to you. He mentioned something million dollars. I said, maybe you can get a dime with that. I said, so can we use the place? And he said, no problem. Because this banner, he using the place, he ain't giving me nothing. At least if you use the place, I'll go get some blessings until you are ready to pay. I said, good. We got the key. And we came here. I wasn't sure whether Bishop was going to send me money to pay for it. We started breaking down things in this place. One day I said to myself, You are breaking people's thing. Do you have money for this thing here? I came with Pastor Isan. I said, Larry, this is a Dion. Pastor, we came. Where were you? Were you here? We came. Okay. And we knelt down right here. I said, let's hold on. We knelt down and I said, Lord, give us this place. Today. It's our place. When we got the transport, the people said, oh, Robert Williams place. I said, yeah, Robert Williams place. I don't have to tell you that we own the thing. This property is this and that. It's double lot. In Ghana, double lottery are not easy. If we are reselling this thing, we'll sell it over $120. $120,000. Over that. It's a very, very expensive property. It takes something to build a church. It took Nehemiah the grace and the favor of God to build a wall. Even though in the face of Sambalat and Tobiah, it took Nehemiah. Let me tell you, you cannot serve in the house of God without anointing. It is the presence of God that comes upon somebody. I tell you. The power of God that comes upon somebody's life. You must desire that. If pastors and preachers will do this. You see, and we are doing a project. And we are not afraid to do it outside Georgetown. People are building everywhere. Even Cambodia is on the East Bank now. Court is on the East Bank. GBTI, Republic Bank, on the East Bank. Why can't we not also have a church on the East Bank? Unbelievers see opportunities. And we Christians see opportunity in Georgetown, in the flood. When they give you land on the East Bank, they say, no, it's too far. I want somewhere close to town. What is in town? At the end of the day, you go back to wherever you came from. We are building a new church building by the grace of God. And as we started building, issues have started coming up. The road we used to go to the site, some Indian man has come to say, the road is easy on your own. But we will overcome that too. We will overcome that too. This one too will pass. Because when we came here, there were no lights. Oh, there were no lights here. You can ask Pastor Larry. The GPL line was at the back there. You should come and see the wires coming from the back where my office is, all over the place. The place is dark. When we applied for a GPL meter, they said, oh, there's an $800,000 arrears on this property. And if we don't pay, we can't get a line. I said, whose name is he in? They said, Robert Williams. I said, you know Robert Williams? He said, yes. I said, okay. So go collect your money and give me my meter. You know the name. You know the person. It's not somebody you don't know. It's not difficult to find Robert Williams. Give me my meter. We fought them. We fought them GPL. And they came to give us a meter. But we came here. The boys will play football. They will kick them transformer. As we are here, they are playing football. Before I realized, pa! I went to GPL. I said, I want to move from this transformer. I like this transformer here. They says too many wires. No, no, we can't do it. I said, you can do it? I want here. You give me that, customer. All right, tomorrow, this is it. They came, they moved us from that transformer to that transformer. They can kick down the pole. It's okay. We are right here. Because it was causing problems. They say, oh, look at them. Some of you come from, you come to somebody's country and you say, it's not about that. It's ignorance. You can't play football. We all play football. The poles are small like that. You don't kick the ball all over. One scripture and we'll close. John chapter 19, verse 11. I'm closing. The hour is here. John chapter 19, verse 11. You see, Jesus was before Pilate. And Pilate was trying to tell him that, talk to me. I can help you. And Jesus laughed. And Jesus said, Jesus answered, you would have no authority over me unless it had been given you from above. I would not have had any authority on Jamela Mingo to come here Sunday morning, nice fancy blowing hair, and come and move around and share tight cards. I would not have had any authority over Sister Shannon when she fancy hat here, nice dress up like that, to come and sit down here Sunday morning, leave her house, come and be here till the evening, if it had not been given to me from above. That's what I'm talking about. You need that to be given to you from above. Me, the people didn't vote for me. It's God who has given me the authority. That is the anointing we are talking about. And if you catch that anointing, doors will open for you. I tell you, you will go and doors will swing wide open for you. You will speak and it will come to pass. You lay your hands and the sick will be well. You lay your hands and people will receive the power of the Lord. You lay your hands and things will get into people. I tell you, you need anointing. You did it. We fasted the last day of the fast. It was later I heard about it. I heard the children. I mean, this time the children were too much into trouble. The children were at the back. I hear they were on the floor. They were shouting. Deshaun Britton. I mean, God was dealing, was helping the boy. I mean, you want to ask, and that's when people who don't know the anointing say, "Oh, is it Obia? How come?" And you see people who are new in the church, they stand and they look. Roy told me, "Me understand them things, Roy." That's my friend Roy at the back there. Roy said, "Man, yes, eyes come. I sit down, eyes enjoy myself. Man, them falling down, them things. Man." He needs some himself, isn't it? Aha. Unless you experience it, is the anointing. Father, I want to thank you for the anointing. Lord, take us on this journey where you teach us how the anointing comes, how the practical ways we can receive the anointing. Thank you for introducing us to this supernatural authority that comes from God. God gives it to people he wants to give it to. But above all, we pray that the anointing of God upon Dr. Dagwood Mills will rest upon our church, rest upon our leaders, rest upon our pastors, rest upon us, so that we shall stand and do exploits in your name. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name. You are here this afternoon, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to say, "Pastor, please pray it with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus." You are not born again. Every eye closed at this time. Just close your eyes. "Pastor, please pray with me. I am not a serious Christian. I want to be a serious Christian. Pastor, I'm not saved. I'm not born again. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven when I die. I don't want to go to hell. Pastor, please pray with me." If you are here like that, wherever you are standing, give me your right hand. Just your right hand up high. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. "Pastor, I'm a Christian, but I'm not serious. I want to be serious." If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you, come, I want to pray for you. Come to me.
Come running to the mercy.
Come to me, I want to pray for you. Pastor, I want to go to heaven when I die. Come.
His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to the mercy seat. Come running to the mercy seat. He said,
"Sing it.
I keep coming to his presence with a thief.
If you are coming, come.
Into the holy place where his mercy covers thee. Come running.
God bless you. Come for them as they come.
Come running.
Come running.
Come running into the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. His grace will be a covering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to the mercy seat."
Close your eyes, lift up your hands, guys. Close your hands, lift up your two hands. Your two hands, lift it up. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. You see? Pray this prayer with me. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, "Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me I believe God raised him from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come and live in my heart, Lord Jesus. Make my heart your home. From today, I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. I am now a serious Christian, and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. I will serve you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength for the rest of my days. And I'll come to church, I'll read my Bible, and I'll pray all the time. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.